Blog Talk Radio.
Phone lines, so we had to do the old-fashioned way, but we are here. That's right, the Brett World Show is on the air. How's y'all doing today? You know, we apologize for running just a little bit late, but we are here. Let's have some fun. That's what it's all about. 323-642-1128. We are issuing the phone call. All right. Oops, gotta do this. It's one of them days. That's all I can say is it's one of them days. Let's do this one, too. All right, now we're back in business. Got some good stuff to talk about today. Kind of getting a little tweaky over there in the MMA community. We'll talk about what's going on with that. I'm sure everybody knows. Hopefully, we may hear it from my buddy Clint Davis, 323-642-1128, if you want to call in today. He's going to love that. Oh, yeah. So, let's just get right into it, jump in the middle of it. Talk about what's going on. Where'd my list go? There's my birthday list. We'll do over that later. At the bottom of the top of the hour. I would say bottom of the hour, but since we are starting 30 minutes late, the top of the hour is now the bottom of the hour. You understand what I mean? All right. Got the chat room up and running. So if you got a comment or anything, feel free to chime in on the chat room. Let's see here. So let's do this. Let's push this button. You all have it. Is my imagination or is the computer just acting? Maybe it's just Facebook that's acting weird today. Could not tell you, but we are here. So, like I say, the chat room is up and running. If you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, just jump on in there and chime in. Adam Wainwright, last night, another solid outing. Got the victory as the Cardinals defeated Tampa Bay 1-0. Wayne man hit another, I think he went 7 innings, and Adam Wainwright is getting the job done. Like I say, he's the first 9-game winner for this baseball season. That gives St. Louis three consecutive shutouts. First time since 2013. That gives them 13 shutouts on the season. They had two shutouts, 5-0 victories over Tampa Bay over the weekend. And then they had Tampa Bay yesterday, and they go at it again tonight. Going to start up around 7 o'clock. So if you're a Cardinals fan, there you go. Jumping on you from St. Louis Cardinal Baseball. Does anybody else have any issues with Facebook this afternoon, or is it just me? Like I said, we did have some baseball going on this afternoon, which featured Kansas City and Cleveland, Minnesota and Toronto. Let's see here. Yes, in the top of the eighth, KC4, Cleveland 1. And Minnesota defeated Toronto 7-2. So that's your baseball updates for today. So how many soccer fans do we got out there? World Cup soccer is going to be starting in the next couple of days. The United States is in Group G, which features Germany, Portugal, and Ghana. The United States doesn't play until Monday, and they will play Ghana. So let's go USA all the way when it comes to the World Cup. I want to give a big shout out to my boys over at Bion Apparel. Thank you for being a supporter of the Greg Sproul Show. We also want to say thank you to the folks over at Moxie Nutrition, Nutrition Hog, Fayetteville Nutrition, Live Right Nutrition. If you're wanting to lose weight, get healthy, you need to check in with the folks at any of those places. Live Right Nutrition in Rogers. Moxie Nutrition, located inside World Gym in Lowell, Arkansas. Fayetteville Nutrition off of Joyce Boulevard in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and Nutrition Hog, who are located off of Township. Can't miss it. Also want to say hey to Nathan Hendrickson. He is out there today. So hopefully Nathan and the boys are listening today. Why is it, what's going on with Facebook? Well, how come when I hit the home button on Facebook, it wants to open a new tab? I don't know. 323-642-1128 is the phone line. If you want to call in, voice your comments, voice your opinions, hey, we'll be glad. I posted a couple of pictures on Facebook today. One of them was a fairly new picture, but it's kind of a variation of another picture that I posted on Facebook. Kermit and Miss Piggy. Stoves. Big pan of bacon in his hand, grill cooking up. And behind Kermit, you see Miss Piggy's little head sitting on the table. There you go. Wanted to mention Hall of Fame baseball pitcher Bob Welch has passed away. Hall of Fame pitcher, just a outstanding pitcher in the majors, and he passed away. U.S. Open gets started tomorrow at Pinehurst, number 2. Rory McIlroy, 10-1 odds. Once again, Tiger Woodless. Matter of fact, there was a report on the Golf Channel today. They were talking to some of the back experts that have dealt with the kind of back injury that Tiger's dealing with. And they're all predicting he's going to come back, if not as good, maybe better than what he was before. I mean, I know how back injuries work, so I kind of find that hard to believe. We want to say hello to guest 1116 in the chat room. Give guest a big shout out. Wow, what is going on? Facebook's just going weird today. I mean, maybe it's just my computer that's going weird. I don't know what's going on because as of right now, my board disappeared. What? This is very confusing, ladies and gentlemen. I may have to cut off the air early because we are having some kind of issues right now. I cannot even see my screen, so I do apologize for that. I have no clue what's going on, but we're going to try to get this fixed. So let me see if I can figure out what's going on here. I hope I'm still on the air. We're trying to get this figured out. Anyway, we were talking about U.S. Open at Pinehurst. I was reading an article. I hope people can still hear me yet. Right now, I do not know because I cannot see my board. But I have no clue what's going on with my computer. My computer has just gone totally on the fritz. I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. I am blind right now. I don't know what's going on. But I cannot access anything right now. I have no clue what's going on. So I hope everybody will forgive me. Let's try this. I'm trying to pull my console back up so I can see if anybody's calling in or not. Otherwise, I'm as blind as a bat. Since it says we're having internet connections. I hope that's not disturbing the show. Ladies and gentlemen, please bear with me. We're having some computer internet signal issues here. We're trying to get it fixed. All right, we are back. All right. I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. See if we can get everything kind of back in some kind of resemblance of order. All right, chat room's back up. Okay, everybody still here? I hope. Thank you. I apologize. All of a sudden, everything just started going freaky. And so, just kind of driving me nuts. Anyway, I was reading an article. They were, it was actually on Golf Channel, and they were talking to some back surgeon specialists. I'm not even going to attempt to announce kind of surgery Tiger Woods had. But looks like he's not going to make the PGA Championship. So I guess my question is going to be, how is this going to affect the ratings is what I want to know. I mean, I know all the, I mean, Tiger's a draw. I mean, people turn out to see Tiger. People tune into the TV to see Tiger. And since Tiger's not playing, how is that affecting the ratings is what I want to know. So anyway, that's that. Dana White is not – let's talk some MMA. Dana White is not having anything nice to say about the judges at UFC Fight Night. He is very disappointed in them. And he has even come out as far as to say that if Diego Sanchez did not win that fight, he's even going as far as paying Ross the bonus. Dana White thought he won. Everybody thought he won. And so now Dana White has said, we're going to go ahead and we're going to pay him the bonus that he would have got if he had won. And he has gone as far as to say the judge that those judges should never, maybe, I think there was one particular judge he was aiming at, but he has said that that judge should never be allowed to judge high-caliber matches ever again. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to deal with me. We're going to kick off the air see if we can try to get back in here and see what's going on. So just hold tight. We'll be right back. Hello, hello, hello. Are we back? I hope we're back. All right, so anyway. As I was saying, I don't know if I'm on the air or not. Folks, I apologize for this. If you can hear my voice, we're going to go ahead and kick on out of here, and we invite you to join us Friday. Right back here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.